In the headlines, the Barbados Private Sector Association urges action to deal with what it calls an alarming escalation of gun violence. Government complains that increasingly uncaring families are forcing the state to assume more responsibility for care of the elderly. And All-Stars Calypso Tent achieves a record 9 finalists in this year's Pickety Crop Calypso competition. This is the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. The Barbados Private Sector Association, BPSA, is concerned about what it calls an alarming escalation of gun violence in this country and wants action taken to deal with it. BPSA Chairman Tricia Tanis stated the sector's position on the matter during a news conference this afternoon.
The Barbados Private Sector Association, the umbrella voice of private sector associations in Barbados, joins our voice to the national concern about the escalation of violence in Barbados, most notably gun violence, and calls for an immediate reversal of this alarming developing trend. The power of national agreement is well established and has served this country well. And so the BBSA stands in agreement with the government of Barbados, our other social partners, stakeholders, and families, that Barbados will realize sustained de-escalation of violence in this country. We are well aware, however, that words alone, whilst extremely important, cannot win this battle. It is accepted and noted that tackling crime and violence is a complex issue. Nevertheless, words indeed can be a precursor to action and can begin at least the process of de-escalation.
The BPSA is encouraging its members to invest in youth programs to assist at-risk youth and also wants the authorities to strengthen gun control and to crack down on the importation of illegal weapons.
The BPSA will encourage our members to understand and pursue strategies designed to increase investment in youth programs to provide positive alternatives and opportunities for our youth and at-risk individuals. Support for mental health and addiction treatment services to address some of the root causes of criminal behavior. Support reviewing and strengthening existing gun control measures to ensure responsible ownership and to identify and eliminate the practice of illegal weapon importation in this country.
BPSA Chairman Tricia Tanis. Government worries over what it considers to be an increasingly uncaring society that's forcing the state to assume responsibility for care of the elderly and others no longer able to fend for themselves. Situation has been outlined by Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey during the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the National Assistance Board and the National Transformation Initiative. Under the NTI program, several workers in the Home Help and Community Elder Care program will be trained to enhance the quality of care provided for the elderly. Minister Humphrey says elder care provided by the state is becoming increasingly necessary due to the level of indifference and neglect being displayed towards the elderly by family members.
All I'm saying is that we're seeing now an increased number of requests where traditionally persons in the household would have helped. You're really not seeing that level of support anymore. You would have seen, we see in some cases where there are other people in the household, even where the home help goes or where the elder care person goes, and they refuse to help. Or we've seen where you're doing community work, sometimes you're doing work in a community to help a person and the other people in the community refuse to help. It is that, to me, that erosion of just basic care. And the state has to change its approach, but I do not think we could ever hire enough home helpers to do every single household that is asking for care.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. All-Stars Calypso Tent has achieved a record 9 finalists in this year's Crop Over Pickety Crop Calypso competition, accounting for more than half of the competitors named from last night's semi-finals to go forward to face off against reigning monarch Ian Iwebb Webster in the Pickety Crop finals at the National Botanical Gardens. Manager of the All-Stars Calypso Tent, Eleanor Rice, is elated over the tent's achieving a record and notes the number of first-time finalists they have produced this year.
it's a record, it's because it's never been done in Barbados. I'm excited. I am very overwhelmed, and I really have to congratulate all of the finalists, but especially the finalists from the All-Stars Calypso team. I am really happy for them. We have a young lady, Trinity. This is her first time. And then the Grateful Cole, his first time as well. Darren Holder, it's his first time as well. So we have some newcomers to the Bladder All-Stars Calypso Tent. And I'm very elated.
Manager of the All-Stars Calypso Tent, Eleanor Rice. While there has been some criticism on social media of the semi-final of the preliminary results, President of the Barbados Association of Artists and Creatives, BACA, Sean Apache Carter, congratulated all stars on their achievement and also voiced support for the judging panel. He notes that the finalists are a mix of youth and experience.
I must also say special congratulations to Tay and to Trinity, juniors that have once again come over from the junior moderate competition, and in their first attempt at picking the club, they've made it all the way to the finals. So special congrats to them, and especially to Trinity, who is one of the youngest members of BACA. Yeah, there are some notable exclusions from the finals, but I have full confidence in the judging panel that we had for the preliminary stages. For those who would have attended the judging nights, you would realize it was a tight, very, very tight competition. And as they say, the judge's decision is final. I think we have very interesting finals. I think it will be very competitive as well.
President of the Barbados Association of Artists and Creatives, BACA, Sean Apache Carter. The Barbados Coast Guard has made significant progress in recovery efforts to salvage a number of vessels damaged or sunk at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex during the passage of Hurricane Beryl. Sub-Lieutenant Zone Kelman of the Barbados Coast Guard tells Starcom Network News they have recovered almost all of the boats.
So far, we have lifted a total of 197 vessels and counting. We are working in the southern end of the complex to remove those vessels. Some challenges, however, we are pushing through, and the divers are at the stage of identifying the vessels, contacting the owners, and having them here on site as we recover the vessels.
Despite encountering some challenges, Lieutenant Kelman remains hopeful the divers will be able to complete the exercise by weekend.
The challenges are the visibility of the water for the divers, where it's very murky and dark, so they can't really see. And then we had some bad weather yesterday, and that impeded the divers from conducting the operation. So far, we have done a total of 3 weeks, but we have scheduled to complete by the end of the week, probably about Sunday or so.
Sub-Lieutenant Zone Kelman of the Barbados Coast Guard. In Trinidad and Tobago, Police Commissioner Erla Christopher Harewood says any act of violence against any member of the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service is absolutely unacceptable and will not be taken lightly. The commissioner was speaking after a police officer was shot and injured while in a marked police vehicle. Recapping the headlines, the Barbados Private Sector Association urges action to deal with what it calls an alarming escalation of gun violence. Government complains that increasingly uncaring families are forcing the state to assume more responsibility for care of the elderly. And All-Star Calypso Tent achieves a record 9 finalists in this year's Pickety Crop Calypso competition. That's the latest from Starcom Network News. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening.